rescue, in very simple terms, is about taking something that is unsellable and diverting it away from wastage, from being thrown away, and giving it another life. And it might be that you are able to share this with someone who can consume it, or you're giving it to somebody who really needs it, the needy, for example, a low-income family. Half of the time that I'm awake is probably spent either organizing or going for or thinking about or planning a food rescue.
Closer to the closing time of the shop, I will be advised if there is a collection. Then when we reach the site, we will show them our D2L badge to say that we are a representative of D2L and that we are food rescuers. It started off with having to put a little bit more food on my table for my family of six. It really does help, even for me, in terms of financial. It does stretch the dollar. I kind of like tell my kids and also bring them along and show them that there's this cycle of food sustainability as well. Yeah, so they see, kind of like see from the top to the bottom.
I do the carrying, the delivering, and then she does the packing and everything, and I just go.
When you go and collect, you don't actually waste all the effort of the chef that he put in to bake all the bread.
Yes, it is very tedious at times, and sometimes when you come back from a food rescue, you feel really exhausted and you ask yourself, gosh, what did I get myself into? But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look back, you're very happy that you did this because you know that this is for the benefit of the future generation.